is dealing in zero notes as world. A decades-long UN arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons has expired. That's despite objections from the United States. Iran on Sunday called the end of the arms embargo a momentous day for the international community and in defiance of the U.S. regime's effort. It's not clear what weapons Iran will seek to buy. Its economy is suffering from sanctions. A day after winning a second term in a landslide victory, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she sees the election result as an endorsement of her government's efforts to stamp out the coronavirus and reboot the economy. Ardern says she expects to form a new government within 3 weeks and to prioritize work on the virus response. Her popularity soared earlier this year after she led a successful effort to halt the spread of the virus by implementing a strict lockdown in late March. Ardern's Liberal Labor Party got 49% of the vote, crushing the Conservative National Party, which got 27% of the vote and, incidentally, is also led by a woman. Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, has loosened lockdown restrictions as new and active COVID-19 cases continue to decline. From midnight Sunday, Melbourne residents will no longer face limits on the time they can spend away from their homes for education or recreation. Previous restrictions allowing city residents to travel only 3 miles from home will increase at midnight to 15 miles. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people from 2 households will be allowed, and golf and tennis can resume. Victoria State reported only 2 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and no deaths. The rolling 14-day average of cases dropped to 8, the lowest in 4 months. Regulations will be further loosened on November 2nd with the partial reopening of shops, bars, and restaurants.